up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband of almost 14 years. That still blows my mind. The other host of this fantastic podcast.
For almost
podcast.
How long?
We have been married for almost 14 years.
Is it 14?
Yeah,
babe.
That was 15. The other... No, you're trying to jump ahead too fast. The other host of this podcast.
What's happening?
My husband.
Yes.
Tell him who you are, baby.
Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Marxine on the Gram, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Yeah, you already.
And Name. Then you all probably heard over top of all of us, our third co-host, our youngest baby, Amar. You want to say hi? Okay, when we want him to talk, he doesn't say anything. And then we like for him to be quiet.
Shut up. See?
Proving a point. There you go. So if this is your first time tuning into this podcast, what's good?
What's good, family?
This is a weekly podcast that we put up every Wednesday.
Every single Wednesday.
Bye.
You done rubbed off on me every single Wednesday.
Oh, it's me rubbing off on you?
Yeah, you can't talk.
Oh, okay. Well, since you can, please tell them about the podcast.
This podcast, we talk about a little bit of everything, y'all. We talk about current events. We could talk about things going on with us. We talk about things that ain't going on with us, but other people. Sometimes it causes an argument. Sometimes us just sitting here causes an argument. But we do what the hell we want to in this podcast.
Yes, and we have some very special guests joining us. They are our Patreon members. They are watching live. Banger. Pow. We call them our immediate family. We also have little cute little terms of endearment for them. They are the Angel Wings and Tanks Riders. If you would like to be able to watch this live as well as get exclusive content, like they will be getting a house tour of our new house here very soon, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/thatchickangel for the low low of $5. Also, we want to give a special thank you to the three sponsors of today's episode. We have Every Plate, Apostrophe, and Love Avery. Or Lovery.
Lovery.
Love Avery.
Love Avery. Lovery.
Lovery. That sounds good. Lovery. Yeah. And I really do like them, even though I can't pronounce it right. And I'll tell you about them later. How you doing, babe?
I'm good. How's it going?
Good. You so handsome. He cleaned up his head today, shaved it up some.
Now he's over there on his camera.
You look so good. I really think my husband is attractive. I do. Now I'm over here looking like George Washington with this long braided ponytail in the back and my hair curling in front.
Just in case
you want to see this. Our podcast, the visual part of it, is put up on our YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, so you can watch it if you want to see us. But I plan on, I am actually, probably before we even end this podcast, getting the front of my hair rebraided, because as we jump into this next episode, next segment, I could tell y'all what's good, what's popping, what's going on. So one of our first segments of this show was called What I Love, What I... That's a segment I used to do on YouTube called What I Love, What I Hate.
Oh, okay.
That's not what we're doing. We're doing In My Feelings. In My Feelings is a segment we do to talk about what's got us feeling good and what's got us feeling some type of way. Well, can I share what... got me feeling good.
Yeah.
Your girl booked a job. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Give them the glory.
All of that.
I will be on a Disney show. It's a recurring character. And I am super duper, duper excited about it. So I just wanted to make sure that
Can you give us details?
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I auditioned for another character that was like so me, right? It was a minister and her last name was Moore, which is my maiden name and the professional name that I go by. Well, then I realized, I thought I booked that. I didn't. They gave that part to somebody else, but they liked me so much, they wanted me to read for another character. But my manager was like, no, she's not going to read for nothing else. If y'all want to, just offer her the job.
Right.
So they did. They offered me a job for another character that is also in the episode. So in a couple of other ones. So yeah, it's got me feeling good. So I didn't want to go with my scalp all flaky and mm-hmm. all that stuff. I wanted to be fresh for camera. I also got my lashes done. You notice?
Mm-hmm.
Lashes.
I see.
And my eyebrows.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, my, you know.
I seem like they stay done.
I mean, I tweeze them, but it's nice to get them waxed every now and again.
What's the point of reading for something that ain't already yours?
What do you mean?
Like, they want you to read. Oh, we want you to read for this. Like, I agree
that's
with you.
That's an audition. When they say read for it, that's just, okay. We want you to audition for this.
I thought I was like, we just need you to fill in, so come in here and read this. Like, no, you can take your script, turn it sideways, and...
No, to read for it is the same thing as audition for it. What else has got me feeling good, though?
What?
We got a nanny.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. You talk about a ram in a bush.
That was awful. That was worse than the house selling and buying.
Yes.
Trying to find a nanny.
It was like, y'all.
All in Angel's lap.
Marcus didn't even try.
I don't even know it. Like,
he didn't even try to help me over there. He was just like,
I have no idea what that. She'd be like, you got any questions for her? Is she crazy?
He don't even. Why don't you try? Why don't you be like, let me see. You think I know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
No.
You found multiple nannies.
But that's not because I know what I'm doing.
You do at this point.
You don't want to know what you're doing? You don't want to know what you're doing?
It's in the other one. Sitting there doing pull-ups.
Get it.
It's out.
You don't want to know how to do it?
I ain't gonna need to.
How does that make sense?
I don't need to know.
Yes, you do.
Why?
Because they're your kids too.
Yeah, I know. I said I ain't never met, other than old girl that came by and asked if we had cameras. Like when I'm sitting listening, I'm like, all right, you got any questions for her? No, she ain't said nothing crazy or gave me no hint that she's crazy.
No, I'm saying even in the look, like, let me go on the, what website are you using, Angel? Let me go on here and search and see if I can find somebody.
I ain't gonna find nobody.
How you know you not?
I'm a best friend find that dude that used to watch him at Kids Park.
Okay.
Well, that's what we need. If you watch this, hit us up.
No, but for real though, why did you not even offer to be like, hey, how can I assist you in this?
But when could I?
I don't know, but it is important. That's all I'm asking.
That's why I didn't have, like, I would was not freed up the time to be like, let me sit down and look for nannies.
Well, it would,
like, we've been moving. I had to go back to work.
So what would we have done? Like, if we got to this point where, you know, I start work on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Would I have to have turned down the job?
Of course not. We got enough raggedy ass friends to watch these kids for a day.
They are raggedy friends that be out here in these streets.
Nah, not all of them. They just gonna get a surprise. Like, hey, sorry.
Hey, sorry. Did we put that on them and not you? And you not?
I got vacation days if it came down to that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, it's not. I understand it was down to the wire, but it's like, yeah, if I got 100 some miles worth of vacation days. Oh, Lord,
what did he send? No, what did you send? Oh, Lord, he's sending text messages.
Ain't nobody in that phone. That,
he sent it to you.
Say it don't matter? I got 5 contacts in that phone. I don't care.
If we ever hit that path again where we have to get a nanny, it would be so great for you to go on the website as well.
I'll go on the website.
It's why you say it like
that. I'm just saying, don't be like, Marcus, like, she looked like she a good nanny.
Well, half the time, I was only just looking at availability. I didn't even get a chance to be picky on, what do they look like?
You're going
to
get mad. Don't be picky about it, Mark. We just got to find somebody.
That was half of the battle, was people didn't have the type of availability. I was open to anybody. Kev said a thing of anybody who knows of a black nanny. I said, she ain't got to be black. She could be white. She could be Asian. She can be whatever she want to be. But, I mean, literally.
Does that have you in your feelings, or do you feel good about it?
That's what I was turning back. Wait a minute. How come you going to get an attitude because I done called you out because you didn't help me?
You mean help me?
Help you what?
All the crap I was doing around here.
Help you what?
Angie helped me out outside the house late last night doing stuff.
You didn't even tell me you were setting them up because you know I would have helped you.
I didn't need to tell you. Why would I tell you?
I didn't know that you were setting it up. I would have helped you.
Because I ain't got time to wait for you. I got time to wait for you.
I would have helped you. You know, I be help. I be offering to help all the time. And what do you do?
Scoot over.
And what do you do? Huh?
Tell you, go on somewhere. Same way you do me, because you strong and you a woman and you don't need no help.
Don't. That does not apply to this.
It does.
No, I always ask
for help. She don't need no help.
I always ask for a pen.
Don't need no man's help. I can find my own nanny. That's why I was like, you know what? I ain't going to step on her toes. I ain't going to make her it feel like that I think she's weak. I'm going to leave the nanny finding the angel.
Listen, a simple. Because
she's strong. She can handle it.
A simple she don't need nobody's apology help. Will do.
She's strong and strapping.
What does that have to do with? Simple apology will do. Simple apology of, I didn't know you needed my help, babe. I'm sorry. I'll help you if that happens again.
I didn't know you needed my help, babe. I'm sorry.
I'll help next. You know, next time I'm just going to put it on your plate.
All right. I'll be on vacation. It's fine.
No, put it on your plate.
Amara, go outside.
He didn't yell at the baby. You can't yell at the baby. Hurt that baby's feelings.
Boy ain't got no feelings.
But we got a nanny, y'all. And she's great. And the kids like her. She likes the kids. Even though the twins trying to get over on her. She's like, so is he allowed to bounce the ball? Basketball? I was like, no. And she was like, okay.
They about to lose access to the pantry.
And then she was like, now, okay, what's the consensus? During their breaks, can they watch TV or no? I said, they know the answer to that. Guy said, it was Cy who said yes. I know it's a no. I said, Cy, is it a yes or a no? He said, a no. I said, okay, y'all trying.
For everybody that got jokes about me being hot and on menopause, y'all can all kiss my ass royally. All right, it's 90, almost 100 degrees today. We ain't got the AC on. It's actually cool compared to what it was outside, and it's hot in this office, all right?
That's why.
And then this boy's over here hot. Kiss my ass, every single last one of them, especially Shante and Damien.
Damien?
I said Damien, girl.
Yeah, you said Damien. Go ahead. What's got you in your feelings?
You.
Please elaborate.
My nerves with your hair.
Uh-huh. What else?
Your face.
What else? Oh, you almost hit the floor, Pocket.
What's got me feeling good? Getting this house together. Yeah, I can't wait to organize this garage so I can start working out again.
You.
Yeah.
I'm over here thicker than a Snicker. Just plump. My stomach sits in stuff now. Doesn't it be satin in the pants? Not in the pants.
Yeah, that's what's got me feeling great. Hopefully. As soon as I get these racks up.
How long you think it'll take to get the racks up? Explain what the racks are.
So, I don't know if y'all have ever seen these. They basically mount to the ceiling of the garage and you can put stuff in them and like hang stuff over the garage. It was an ordeal trying to get them. Finally got them here. But I got two. I said there was nine in the blog. I said there was 9x4. But they're 4 feet by 8 feet. And I got two of them. And basically they're high enough to where they can like hang above like the garage door. But they're going to extend over further into the garage. And that frees up space on the floor so we can get the workout equipment set up. And start working out again. And it'll organize the garage.
Okay.
What's got me feeling like, yeah. Yeah.
What's got you feeling some type of way?
What's got me feeling some type of way, y'all? I found a snow crab-sized spider.
It's a snow crab?
That's how big that thing is. It's still out there. You can go look at it. I bet it's bigger than that lizard you want me clean up that you killed. Angel mercifully. What is it?
Mercifully? No, that's it not wasn't mercifully. No.
She maliciously murdered. I just use malicious because I can't think of the word. Maliciously murdered and slaughtered a lizard outside, y'all. Mercilessly?
Mercilessly? That sounds like a lot.
I don't know. Somebody in the Patreon let me know. She maliciously.
She Murphy Lawed.
Yeah, man. Had an aneurysm trying to say that. That's one of my biggest fears.
Is having an
aneurysm. Aneurysms are terrifying. They just happen.
Well, listen. Let's talk about something a little bit better than that. Let's talk about Love Every. I'm going to tell you this. Tell you what. When it comes to like getting toys, especially for Amar, it's hard to know like what's worth getting because, you know, he'll play with paper in a box. But you also want, as parents, we want to make sure that we're giving him toys and things he can play with that's actually going to help his growth and be age appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is what I love about Lovery or Love Every's play kits. They're designed by experts for your child's developing brain. Each play kit is tailored to your child's exact learning stage, so they have the right toys for the right time, with new play kits delivered every few months that your child will grow into, that grow with your child. The play kits come with unique one-of-a-kind activities and playthings that are built to endure plenty of play. And each kit comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself at home activities your kids will love. Now, Amar's favorite is there's these shapes that kind of go inside each other. So it's like a circle that has a circle that goes inside of it. And then like a square, an open-faced square that you can put a square inside. And then same thing with a triangle. He went straight to it. He was like, oh, this is about to be my jam. He's like, let me see if this goes into this one or does this go into that one. Also, the twins, they... Because when they saw Amar got something new, they were like, well, let me see what's going on with this. There's a box that has different ways that has doors on almost every side except for the top side has a handle. Each door latches a different way. So you have one door that latches with the type that you hook over and then pull back and then close. You have one that has the, like you have to pull the little spring back and then unlatch it. Mm-hmm. It's something different on each side. So it kind of works his fine motor skills, increases his curiosity, and as well as just has his brain thinking in a different way other than let me smash this, let me throw this. Yeah. And even if he does, it's still introducing him to something else.
Improve his dexterity.
Improve his dexterity. Absolutely. There's also a little flashlight. Our kids are into flashlights and some activities with like water. I'm gonna tell you right now, these kids, not just this child, Amar, but the twins were so into it, and it was something that I was able to introduce with him and then have the nanny also play with him with it. So this is what we want you to do. Take the guesswork out of child's play. Choose Love Every today. And get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
That's loveevery.com/argue.
Argue.
For free shipping. loveevery.com/argue. So we got it. It's Love Every. But I like how you say Lovery.
You know me.
but make sure y'all check out Love Every. It is pretty dope and it's cute, and he was very excited to see it, and I love the way it's packaged as well. So check it out, especially if you have a younger child. I think the boxes right now go up to age 3, but they're getting ready to introduce the age 4 box. So give it a whirl. So the baby is knocking on things now. You were talking about aneurysms make you nervous?
They are terrifying.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think they just it's just gonna pop up?
They could. They done just popped up and killed people.
Usually, though,
there's no warning of an aneurysm.
No, there can be.
There can be.
Like if you have shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
That you might have like a blood clot in your lung, and those can travel up.
Yeah, or you could just have seasonal allergies and not realize there's an aneurysm about to hit.
My gosh.
Just saying, it's one of those things.
And usually they either come with a history of it.
What do you mean history?
Like, if you, if it can be hereditary to be pre, what is it called? Not predetermined, predisposed to blood clots.
All right. So what had me tickled?
And for those of y'all, wait a minute. For those of you all who aren't watching this live.
Oh, yeah. So
we literally did an ad in the wrong order because Marcus wrote the notes that I thought was supposed to help both of us because I asked him to write them in order because I don't have my chalkboard that has a...
That's your fault because...
But I asked you and you said, okay, I know. And anyway, I told you the order.
I didn't know. I forgot you was going to be looking at this. Okay. It's my fault. I say it. You ain't got
to
say it.
You didn't have to interrupt anyway, me because I was going to move fast.
Because that's what I do.
So he was laughing during to the point of tears. Why? Tell him why.
Well, first of all, I started laughing when, what? Huh? Say it, don't be scared.
I'm not scared. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did it. I ain't talking. Silence. empty space. Nah, I was trying to say, mercy. Shit, I can't say it again. mercilessly. That's what I was trying to say.
They heard that part. They heard all that. So that didn't get cut out.
Anyway, after that, I was just thinking how you get caught in trying to say something and you can't, your mouth just won't form the words to say it. That made me laugh. Like, thinking about different times where you just, even myself, when I'm just trying to say something or I hear other people do it, it's always funny. And then that just went, it just snowballed. Into
he's just over here
snowball
crying.
Down here. Then she kept messing up again, and that didn't help at all.
Had me struggle through an ad that I can't even use. Struggle. I can't. I'm saying I can't even use it. Got to do it all over again. Hopefully, I won't struggle. That's bad.
Yeah, you will.
Shut up. there's something that just got me feeling some type of way, and I, other than you being a little hothead,
that's what I do.
No, something had me...
Shining my greatness.
Mama likes. So I wanted to be able to launch this week, which I still will be able to, but I wanted to be able to get the boxes out this week, which I kind of will be able to. But there is a vendor that I'm using for the first time. And I called them because they're literally the last element. And you got to understand, we have all these boxes in the house, just everywhere. The boxes that have us moving in, plus the boxes of my merchandise. And so I'm starting to already put the boxes together. So I called today and I said, hey, when are you all? Now, mind you, I ordered stuff all the way from Pakistan. My stuff from China is here. This is something I ordered in the United States of America. She called. She said, oh, well, I sent you an email a while ago.
Made in America.
Asking for your logo. And I said, and yes, my assistant sent you the logo. She said, I didn't get it. I did a search for Victory Brown. I did a search for the Shop Mama Likes. And I said, search for Nikki. And then she was like, I don't see it. So I see it. I see that we sent it 2 days after she emailed us. So I replied so she could see it. And she was like, oh, my God. This was almost a month ago. Almost a month ago.
Wait, so how soon do you need it? Last week?
She said, do you need it soon? Yes. I needed it here. Oh, my goodness. So anyway... that's got me feeling some type of way because I wanted people to be able to get it to their, like if they wanted to send it to their mom for them to be able to have it for Mother's Day, but I should be able to let people order before Mother's Day and it should be getting to them the week after. So I, that's just got me, I was just like, but it'll be fine. Hopefully people will like this box. I like it.
Yeah, they're going
to
love it.
I designed the box a little bit differently to hold one of the products. And I think the boxes look good. I really do. So I let the web designer, who's also our admin, know Hey, that stop. She's gonna have to update the website real quick. Why don't you just go ahead and take the baby?
He's gonna be right back over here in 15 seconds.
But you can hold him long. You can make him stay with you. Face the wall. You can let him write.
Nah, he's in trouble. Face the wall.
Oh, he didn't hurt the baby's feelings. Let him write. It's okay, baby. Here. Oh, boy. Don't know about where he is. Here, take the pencil. It looks dangerous. You can write. Write on the paper. Come on, write your name. You got to kind of try to soothe him.
Ain't nobody soothing him.
Well, why do you want this to just be the soundtrack of the podcast?
I don't. I'd have locked the door. Let him be out there.
Well, we can't. That door don't lock. No.
I got so many door knobs around here to change. Amar, hey.
Try to soothe him. He will be quiet. Like, close to your body.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
That's all he needed was some soothing. Now, you're going to get enough of telling people to shut up today.
That's what I do.
You're going to be doing something else, too.
Yeah, I am.
It ain't going to be that.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, something else got me feeling some type
of
way.
You sound terrible today. Do you not realize it?
What?
You just say terrible things.
I know.
And don't realize how terrible you sound.
I think you don't realize I do realize.
Go ahead.
Trying to get man shit set up again. And queen shit kicked off. Because my stuff is all over the place. The house is not in a way that I can just set everything up and start doing everything that I need to. It's overwhelming.
Yeah. I can believe it. I can. This is a lot.
Lamar, you are hot.
You sure you don't want me to open up the window?
Yeah.
Okay, so jumping into our first or our main topic of the day. But before we do that, let's go to our next sponsor. The live audience has already heard about him, but those who are listening to this after it's being edited are just hearing about them for the first time this episode, and that is EveryPlate. It is a meal delivery service that I'm going to tell you will do your wallet right. You're going to feel like, why haven't I been doing this all along? Why haven't I been eating good and saving my money? Why haven't I had a fuller stomach and a fuller wallet? Because you weren't on this good old EveryPlate, which is everything. It's America's best value meal kit, pimp player, and the meals are delicious. I've made them a couple of times for my family. And let me tell you, the kids love it. Marcus loves it. My kids are very honest. They have told me things that I've made, not from EveryPlate, but other things that I've made. Instead of saying, Mama, I don't really like the taste, they will literally say, Mom, this is disgusting. And it's not that it's disgusting. They just don't like it and they want to hurt my feelings because they're mean. But you never get that with EveryPlate. EveryPlate provides easy to follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients so you spend less time prepping and cooking and more time enjoying good food with family and loved ones. EveryPlate offers a changing menu of 14 recipes per week, ranging from a different flavors and ingredients, so you'll never get bored. EveryPlate makes it easy and affordable to cook hearty, delicious, family-pleasing meals. Spring clean your wallet and dinner routine. EveryPlate is 50% cheaper than a meal made from the grocery store with grocery store ingredients. So now is the perfect time to focus on saving money easily. Also, a meal from EveryPlate is less or about the same price, I should say, as one cup of coffee. It's a much cheaper alternative to take out, and it's just as delicious. And let me tell you something else, okay? Let me tell you something else. The food is good, okay? Even though you only spend about $1.99 per meal, you're not getting $1.99 per flavor. You're getting way more, okay?
So, delicious and filling.
Try Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off your next two boxes by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
One more time. Get started with Every Plate for just $1.99 per meal, plus an additional 20% off another 2 weeks by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE199.
ARGUE199.
That's up to $100 in value. We thank Every Plate for sponsoring this podcast.
Thank you, Every Plate. Somebody asks, is there enough food in there for an adult? Yes, it is filling. Even for me, it's filling.
It's good.
It's good. You're going to get enough food.
So, this is what we're talking about today. There's been a lot of illegal activity happening where we live. It almost as nice as our neighborhood is. It's giving us hood vibes, okay? Very irritating. Very surprising. Shock and awe, okay?
It's like it showed up with us.
It's like it followed us from our hood residence.
These things didn't happen over in our hood
residence. No, I'm talking about the first hood residence when we were living in the apartment. It's like, oh, you all think y'all moving on up like the Jeffersons. Nah, son. We following you.
We left you alone in the last couple of houses, but this one, we gonna cozy right up.
Cozy right on up, son. And I don't know, should we tell them the story and then go into?
Nah.
Okay, so y'all not going to get
things
the story.
Things like that can be traced. The activity.
Yeah, but it's also the valley where that's a big thing, though. But if you don't want to, I'm good. So, we decided, let's talk about the illegal things that we want to do. We were like, if you can't beat them, join them. What was crazy is that when I suggested this topic to Marcus, he said, do you want me to talk about the legal things I have done or the legal things I want to do?
You gotta always put me out there.
You listen.
He said, let's talk about illegal things. I was like, you mean the things I've, what did I say? The things I've already done or the things I want to do is what I see.
What you trying to do, Marcus? What?
I want to do like elegant illegal things at this point in my life.
Well, tell me what elegant is.
I don't know. I want to like run, some contraband from one continent to the next on a massive yacht.
That's elegant?
Yeah, it's elegant. That's like next level. Like governments overlook some of the stuff I do because I bring in so much economy, you know. It's like, hey, that dude, just go on, give him a pass. We know what's in the hole. What's it called? The belly of the ship? The hole? Anyway, somebody tell me.
I love how you said the same word three times as if it was, you said ho.
I said hole, or is it hell or hole? I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, you was trying to say hole. It sounded like you said ho.
I want to do something like that. It's like, got the, the champagne on the top of the boat, random, what?
One of our Patreon members said, I want to run a high-end escort service.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And some of you, I would give you some business. It'd be some random people on the boat partying just to get shot up in case something went down. You know, it's like the movie scene. You gotta have some victims on there. Chicks running around.
Victims.
Chicks running around in bikinis, running and screaming when the shooting starts. I'm below deck, like, let me go up here and check this out. Then I send my army out to go get them because there's gonna be some follow up boats behind us to protect me. Because I'm balling like that. I don't know. It's just a movie scene to me. But I want to do something elegant like that. That's what I call elegant illegal. Like what is that? I watched Queen of the South. And I'm like, see, that's elegant drug cartel. When you a cartel, it's like elegant illegal stuff. When you got armies and all these people working on, not people standing on the corner, but like people making big deals, like multi-million dollar meals and deals, and they're not even the head person. You above them. Mm. You know, it's like private jet drug selling. That's what I'm talking about. That's like elegant. You know, you don't even do the stuff. You just like, yeah, we just moving it. You don't even talk on that level no more. You don't talk about the product. You just talk about the money and the territories. Mm-hmm. You know, we're coming in from South Colombia and whatever it may be. I don't know. But it sounds great.
You're going to be like,
fun, you know, to an extent.
You know what I need you to do for me? I need you to mercifully kill old dude. What was it? Murph. That's what you kept starting off with.
It was just as messed up as your hair.
Oh, then it was bad.
That's what me trying to say. That's what it looked like. That's how I sounded looking at Angel's hair. It's like,
I feel like it might have been just a smidge worse.
It wasn't. What's the promo code?
Are you not? Listen, don't make me. Listen, we all know I put you on this copy. It's going to sound just as bad as me. What? You know, I would love to do something that benefited my children. When it, you know, like the mortgage fraud that everybody was doing back in the day, they were just buying million-dollar homes, and then, like, I still am confused on how that was like going to work, because they were taking out these high-priced mortgages, and then taking the additional funds and buying even more houses, and I'm like, but these are all loans. So how are you all not like owing the money later? You know what I'm talking about? The mortgage scams?
Yeah.
I still don't understand how they were able to do that. But if I figured it out and it sounded
like they was able to do it for so long. Everybody can't figure that out. That's why they was able to do it and get away with it for a while.
I watched, my girlfriend is a producer on this one show that BET Plus does on, what is it called? It's not Bottom Bees. It's about women, basically, that were in the game. Like, you know, the stories are always about the dudes that were either at the top of crime rings. I can't remember what it's called. If one of y'all remember, tell me. And so this one is specifically about like queen pins, but it's not just drugs.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So my girlfriend, Delise, she,
in fact, we know somebody that knows somebody that's been on this show.
Wait a minute, we do? Mm-hmm. Trap Queens, thank you. We know somebody that knows somebody that's been on this show?
No.
She knew somebody on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm like, oh, that's my homegirl.
These women got caught. That's the reason why they're on the show. So therein lies a problem. I don't want to do anything that I have to do too many times to become wealthy. I want to do something that has a big payoff.
You don't want to do something illegal that you have to do too many times to become wealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to do something that has like a big payoff. Really. You know what I actually would love to know how to do?
What?
Launder money. That seems exciting. Of like knowing how to pad accounts in just the right way so that when it comes out on the other end, there's a big wad of money that's not being traced as drug money or as whatever.
See, you right there with me.
Oh, you think that sounds elegant?
No, you said drug money. You was right there. Hey. Run us through.
It don't gotta be drug. It can be anything.
You said drug money, not me.
I know. I said it doesn't have to be drug money.
I'm just saying. You said drug money, so I'm going to tap into them resources.
Into the drug money resources? No, it could be anything. I don't know what. I feel like drugs is the only thing illegal to sell other than humans.
Yeah, I ain't into that.
I definitely don't want to do nothing with
that'd be illegal. Actually, that'd be illegal. I would love to do it. I would want to hunt poachers and set up people that that human traffic and kill them.
Oh, you wish you could murder for?
Yeah, mercenaries, so to speak.
A mercenary. I can feel that.
Since I was a kid, I've always wanted to hunt poachers.
You know what? Somebody.
Because you know I love animals.
Right. No, I would never. That's one
illegal. I've always wanted to hunt poachers.
The two illegal activities I would never want to do is to sell human beings in any form or fashion or kill animals for no reason other than luxury. Somebody just said one that was really good. A big heist, like Ocean's 11 style. That. It's probably number one on my list.
Yeah, amen.
That doesn't sound fun.
Nah.
The thought of coming up with a plan that precise, that conniving, with so many levels that it takes forever for the person to be able to trace it to the people who pulled it off. Ah. That's like figuring out a Rubik's Cube.
Mm-hmm. And have you done it?
Once. But my friend had to literally walk me through every single step.
I want to get a supercar and speed down the highway with no one on it. Because you can do it on a track, but I want to get on a straightaway. Like, what is that, 66? I don't know. Whatever route goes like between here and back. Or even one of them routes going to like the IE, Inland Empire, and just hitting like 175.
I don't want to do anything that could potentially get me killed.
Just gone. No. Not even a supercar. Yeah, supercar.
The only thing about that for me is that when you go that fast, like one little overcorrection is like...
That's the thrill. When you're doing something that illegal, one little over or undercorrection, you can go to prison.
No, prison and dying is two different things.
Hey, maybe for you, freedom is everything to me.
It's okay.
Yeah, give me the speed.
It's okay. This boy is, as you all probably know, is still in the weaning process. And so he is... What he does, this is what he does that is masterful. He usually waits until he knows I need him quiet. Yeah. And that's when he asks. So if he sees me getting on a Zoom or something, that's when he's like, okay, she would rather give me the boob than to have me crying in the background.
But see, that's where spoilers come from. I'm talking about back to my supercar.
Oh, I was like, what?
Hey, boy. See, I hate this little cry right here.
Because it's fake.
He just yells and ain't really crying. But that's what the... see, he knows she's going to give in. See that?
I'm not giving in.
See that?
I didn't give in.
So that's what the design of the car is for. It pushes closer to the ground. Or tighter to the ground. Faster you go. It's almost like, yes, go faster, right?
That's what it's saying.
It ain't even gotta be a supercar. It could be like an Audi R8. Yeah. RS8. Even a big body. No. Give me the supercar. Give me something sporty. Maybe a Mustang GT500. Or Ford 500.
Uh-huh.
A new Corvette, a Z06. Yeah. Give me the road. Ferrari.
I mean, I don't really have... I'm such a rule follower. I mean, the only thing...
After she done named all this illegal stuff she wanted to do.
Only
I'm
name,
such a rule follower.
Only named two things. Money laundering, which really is just tied to the cartel.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, because you got to be able to do that in order to run a cartel. And like a heist. I would give the stuff back after the heist. I just want to be able to pull it off. I'd be like, I just wanted to see if I could do it.
And they still arrest you.
I mean, that would suck. But I'd be like...
It was like, oh, nice of you.
No, they don't even have... They would never know because it would be back before they would even know I took it. Yeah, that's how good. That's how good I want it to be.
Okay.
Take it, get it home, take it back. They don't even know. They don't even know.
Wow.
I don't know how that's not thrilling to you.
I don't know how it's thrilling to you. I'm gonna steal this and I'm gonna put it back.
It's all about being able to accomplish it. Something difficult to be like, I'm gonna take the Mona Lisa. Actually take it, put up a fake, come back, put up the real one, and they never knew. That's like being invisible.
It's like it never happened at all, right?
But I know it happened.
Only you know it.
No, I make sure everybody else knew that. It's like my close friends.
Just your close friends?
Well, the people in the heist, they would know. Because I don't want to do the heist by myself. I want it to be a league of us.
Yeah. If they're going to take it, you're going to have to put it back yourself. Be like, nah, girl, you ignorant.
No, we're going to all be in agreement on it.
Oh, okay.
You don't know how to be a team player.
I don't. Not like it.
Yeah, we would all have the same goal. Like,
Mona's going on the black market. I'm going to get paper for this.
No, I don't. I don't need that. I don't. No, that's too much. I don't like thieves, to be honest. That's the reason why I want to put it back.
No, me either. But if I'm in there, hey, if I'm in, I'm all in.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. I don't like thieves. That actually. They're up there on my list of like criminals, of ones that I just despised.
That's something I've always hated too, is a thief.
Especially when you're taking people's personal property. Oh my God. Somebody had broke into my Corolla when we lived in the apartment and they took my Bible and my CD player. And I said, I hope they can't even read the word to get to know the Lord. I hope they die with this sin on their hand. That's what I hope.
Yeah, they didn't. They just went breaking into more cars.
We don't know. We have no.
It's probably somebody that worked for Safe Flight. What was it called? The Safe Flight. Safe Flight. Repeat. Yeah, the window.
I mean, why would that be a thing? They get paid through our insurance. Huh? Safe Flight gets paid through our insurance.
Yeah, I know.
That was just insurance fraud.
Yeah. There was a company, there was a new glass company that opened up near this building that I worked at. And ironically, like a month and a half after they moved in, like randomly a whole bunch of buildings on that street, like windows got shot out with the pellet gun. Like over the course of like 2-3 weekends. It was like, yeah, this is like kind of fishy. Like they're the easiest, most convenient person to use right now.
Right. You like
nothing like it had ever happened. All of a sudden, the new glass company moved in, and lo and behold,
it happens. You want to handle it while I handle him?
I handle him.
Oh, really? Yeah. You talk all this trash. You,
everybody compliment your skin.
But you talk about how you want to get a new skincare routine.
What you gonna do with him?
I was gonna walk out.
I thought you was gonna, change them.
No, I was gonna walk out so that I could do the ad clearly. If you would like to do the same. All right, you guys, I want to tell y'all about our final sponsor, and I will in just a second when the baby clears the frame. Our last sponsor today is Apostrophe, who's about to be. I'm about to be up all up on Apostrophe because y'all. Your girl's skin been acting up. I said, now listen, skin. We can't be acting like this. I ain't here for it. I'm not down for it. Okay. Well, Apostrophe is prescriptive acne treatment that really works because it is prescribed to you by a board certified dermatologist online. And Apostrophe has made just prescriptive skincare so much easier. No longer do you have to sit in an office. No longer do you have to go to a pharmacy to fill your order. Apostrophe, you're able to work with your dermatologist online, and then they ship you your prescribed skincare medication. So I'm talking about topical and oral medications so that you can treat your acne from the inside out. and Apostrophe treats acne, and they can also help you with other skincare goals. So, dark spots after breakouts. If y'all notice, I got a unicorn dark spot from a pimple I had in the middle of my forehead, right? It's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, or PIH. And Apostrophe has prescriptive medication that is the most effective and fastest way to get rid of your dark spots. So, this dark spot right here in the middle of my forehead, dark spot on my chin. And then I think I'm going to end up one like right underneath my lip. Oh, yes. Apostrophe is about to help out with all of that because I don't want it. All right. So if you need help with dark marks, with breakouts, with adult acne, with skin texture, give Apostrophe a try. Don't be over here asking influencers what they use on their face. No, ask a dermatologist what you should use. And ask the dermatologist at Apostrophe. It's real simple. All you got to do is get on the website, take a couple of snapshots, fill out a questionnaire, and bam, they about to help you out, bruh, sis, whoever. Get $15 off your first visit with a board-certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use our code, isthis. The code is only available to our listeners. So get started by just going to apostrophe.com/isthis and click begin visit. Then use the code
isthis
and sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That is apostrophe.com/isthis. And use the code
isthis
to get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring the podcast. Okay. So let's continue on our road to being vagabonds. What is the one thing that you would be toe up about if you got arrested for? Like, what, like, out of any of those, would you be like, it was worth it?
Definitely hunting the poachers.
It'd be worth it?
I'm pretty sure I could get enough people to rally behind me to riot until they free me.
You are?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Greenpeace Island people would be backing me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. What's the name of the people? Peter? Oh, Peter would be like, he's a hero. Let him be.
Listen, don't forget you black. They'd be like, it's a black like, man. You
when
can't
I get out of here, you next.
Hey, you stupid. As long as I made a lot of money from it, I'd be okay with... See how big it is?
Yeah.
I would be okay with the consequence.
As long as you had no... Yeah, I feel the same way about my my yacht experience delivering, shipping overseas.
Just because you
Because if I'm already on the yacht, I'm like, I'm paid enough as it is.
I
don't know what down there can be unplugged.
That's why I didn't want to give it to you because I knew it wasn't going to reach. Our poor little laptop is about to go dead in a doornail. But that's fine because we're streaming through here. What? We ain't got to worry. This has been a real hood experience.
It has.
tell us, though, what's the thing that you would be willing to go to jail for, like to do? It would be that thrilling. Like, some people have gone to jail to, like, climb the top of buildings.
Yeah.
Like, that'll never be me. That'll never be me. It can't be just the experience of it. So, like, the heist, I would not be willing to go to jail for because I don't plan on taking the money.
No, yeah.
But you give me some good money or some, like, money laundering or something.
Some money laundering?
Some mortgage fraud. Now, see, if they take the money now, I'm going to be proud.
They're going to take that money.
Not if it's on the offshore accounts and they ain't got access to it.
That's how I bought my yacht.
I be wanting to know how you get an offshore account. Where you find those? Google?
I'm sure. Yeah, we can Google that.
We going to Google
Damon. How we get an offshore account?
It sounds like you're saying Damon.
Let me say it like Angel. Damien.
No, women, let's not pretend like you weren't calling the man Damon before.
Okay.
Okay, that's the reason why I'd be like,
no. But I know what I'm saying.
I just said
anyway, it sounds like. Hit us up. Let us know how we can get an offshore account.
Offshore account people. Offshore account bank account. Let us know. DM me on Instagram at That Chick Angel. No, but for real, I have to get ready for my work day. This has been
chaotic.
Chaotic to say the least. It's been awkward. It's been full of micro-aggressive arguments. It's been full of Amar not caring that we're trying to be professionals. He's just gonna cry. He's trying to come to me. But, you know, if you don't know us by now, you should know this is what it is.
Yeah. All right, we need nobody on here critiquing because we don't care.
All right, so we'll be back next week with another. And next week, our topic will be, because we're going to have to prepare. If you had $1 million, what exactly would you spend it on?
That's easy. All right.
But like, you got to spend everything. Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you said it's easy. It's not easy for me.
Be 50% responsible. The other 50, hey.
All right, guys.
Coke and prostitutes. That's what...
Follow Marcus Ain't on the Gram. He's this close to 30,000. Follow us on Tanksley TV. The link will be located below of this video and also in the show notes of the podcast. Follow me at That Chick Angel across all platforms. And we shall talk to you later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.